So Karen Hurley is here today on our takeover from Local Family Events. Now then, we're coming into that crucial time, Karen, of holiday time to keep the kids amused. Now, Local Family Events, tell us, because we've not really met here before at the radio station. We've met in a previous life, as they would say. So Locally a Family Events, what is it, first of all?
Yes, so I have a search engine, localfamily.events. Basically, I put everything in there and tag it with all the right ways so that you can find everything suitable for your family.
Okay, so there will be a link on this podcast because we're going to make this into a podcast, ladies and gentlemen, as well. So you'll be able to check that out at our website at bradio.co.uk. So let's look at the holiday times then and holiday camps and workshops.
So I'm going to start off with Ash & Co. So they've got their little mini maker woodworking sessions. So you can go and make a little character or a car. They've also got a new superhero one where you can go and make a little superhero set. And also crossbow workshops. You can go and make a toy crossbow.
Nice indeed. Also bikeability. What's this?
Yeah, so Alice Holt Forest, they're laying on some bikeability sessions down at the little crossroads tax thing that they've got going on in there. And I think it's £10 and it's suitable for children that can just about ride their bike.
Tennis,
yeah. So there's a couple of different places doing tennis. They've got them in Farnham with Pinpoint Tennis. They've got them in Ash Tennis Centre. They're doing 2-hour sessions. And then they've also got them in Farnborough Tennis, Lawn Tennis Club. And they are doing them for all the ages, all the way up to 18.
Okay, pretty useful, as we've just had Wimbledon, ladies and gentlemen, so get your kids in training. What else have we got on this little list for this
section?
So
we've got the dance classes. So there's quite a lot of dance workshops. So Boogie Pumps have got them in Guildford, Camberley and in Farnham. And these are for like age 4, 5+, all the way up to about 12, 13. YEM are doing a load of different holiday camps. They've got them for puppetry or general theatre. They've got lyrical dance and limbering, screen acting, all sorts. And that's for 5 to 12 years old. Stagecoach, they've got them going on in Camberley, Fleet and Guildford, 2 sections, you know, for all the different ages. And then Demerick Dance have got some half-day workshops in Farnham.
Whilst we're here then, let's mention something about gaming, because it's a popular thing for kids.
It is. So there is a lot of gaming. So we've got Code Ninjas. It's these guys, they're a bit further away, but they're the only local one that do them. And they've got courses for 5+, 8+, and 11+. And they've got robotics, Roblox programming, Minecraft programming, all sorts of different bits and pieces. And it's quite nice because it's doing something they want to do and it's some covert learning. So they don't even realise they're learning. Overworld are also doing some different gaming workshops, teaching you how to be a proper gamer. They put the YouTube cameras and stuff on so you can learn how to talk to the camera. And Kumon are also doing all their summer workshops. And apart from that, we've also got some outdoorsy holiday camps. Do you want me to tell you?
Go on then, quickly.
Okay, so Wonderwood are doing their forest camps as our Forest Approach. Explore Adventure are in Mitchett and they do their bushcraft and their water sports, and so do Horseshoe Lake. They've got their sailing courses. They're doing a powerboat course for kids 8+.
Nice.
Their kayak and paddleboarding courses. Hawley Lake are doing some sailing courses. And then we've got a few sports things with Playball. They are doing, it's like, you know, tennis, football, all sorts. But they're just a couple of hours for the younger kids. And I think that's everything.
Excellent. Stay there. You've given us a vast bit of information there for everyone. So we'll talk a little bit more. What's our next little bit going to be about?
That is going to be about all the generic summer holiday stuff to go.
All right, stay there. We'll talk in just a couple of moments.
106.5 B Radio.
Karen Hurley is here today as my special guest from Local Family Events. So we're talking summer holidays. We're just about to kick off that big dreaded 6-week period of chill hell for some people. So let's look at some of the summer fun days that we can have out, Karen.
Yes, I'm going to start off because it's quite hot today. So you can hire a kayak or a paddleboard down at Horseshoe Lake. There's also, if you want to go indoors to escape from the sun, go jumping. They've got summer passes, so you can buy a one-off pass and then go within your limit. GoApe are doing a family discount of 15% if you book as a family. They're trying to encourage the parents to go out too. Rural Life Centre have got their activity Thursdays, every Thursday throughout the summer. They also do Railway Wednesdays. That's a mouthful, you can't say that too many times. There are loads of outdoor music events. So Music in the Meadow is in Farnham every Sunday. And they've also got something in Aldershot called the Summer Serenades. Silent Summer Screenings, another mouthful. Mm. They're laying on a load of music and outdoor cinemas. So they've got them in Aldershot, Lido, Alton, Fleet and Guildford. And they've got a range of different movies. They're all 12+. These aren't suitable for the little ones. But they've got The Goonies, Back to the Future, King Richard, La La Land, etc. and then Crazy Golf at Lightwater and Alice Holt Forest. And then if you've got really little ones, then Peekaboo Play Cafe, which is down in Compton, they're doing messy plays and what do you call them?
Science experiments. Messy play.
It's messy play is good fun. They've also got pottery, painting, you know, all of that kind of stuff for the very little people. Busy Lizzie's Fleets are running throughout the summer, all their dance and baby massage, etc. And Baby Sensory is running through the summer, but they're already fully booked. But she did say, if you wanted to go on a waiting list, you can contact her and you'll get the first dibs. Glow Bambino are running sessions in Yateley, and these are Space Pirates family summer parties. That's also a mouthful. And there's also free music sessions in Fleet Town Centre with Vivace called Free Under the Sea Music Classes. There is Squish Camberley Theatre. They are doing a Treasure Island Pumpkin Panto, a Silent Disco and a Mama G's Storytime Roadshow. And also there is the Toddler Time Trampoline Sessions. Why is it always a mouthful? And that is at Go Jumping. And then if you've got older kids, there are youth clubs still open. So I know that the Vision for Youth are running their Thursday night sessions for £1, and it includes a hot meal or a hot snack, burger, sausage, whatever. And Friday Night Project is going in Farnham Leisure Centre. I think it's £4. That includes a load of different sports and activities. And there's also the roller skating sessions run by the Surrey Skaters.
Ooh. Lot there.
There is.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it, but there you go.
Got to find some fun.
Keeping people amused. That's what we'd like to hear, ladies and gentlemen. So it's Karen Hurley today from Local Family Events. If you didn't catch any of the information that we're reading out today, by the way, check out our website at B Radio under the podcast section there. You'll see a little takeover there from Karen Hurley and a link to her particular website, plus also the audio that we're just recording now for this to go on the air. Get what I mean? Anyway, we'll talk more in just a few moments.
Hit music now. This is B Radio.
So Karen Hurley is here today on a very special takeover. It's lovely to have Karen joining us from Local Family Events. Now then, obviously, budgets are really tight this year for most people. So let's have a look at the free and, you know, just the free stuff. Go on, tell us.
So, yeah, so I'm in Yateley. The Yateley Council have kindly given us some free venues to organise some youth events. So on the Yateley Green, there's free boogie pumps. These are on Fridays throughout the summer. So there's free boogie pumps for 4 years plus. There's free jujitsu. So Andy Roberts is coming down to do some free Brazilian jujitsu. There's outdoor Zumba. This is for teens and older kids. There's free tennis coaching, which has been kindly donated by Ash Manor Tennis Centre. But that they're doing it at Yateley Tennis Courts. And then Coomwan are going to come down on Wednesday the 3rd, and they're going to run some free fun and games and activities for the primary school children inside the Tithings. We've got Eco Explorers, which is an outdoor thing that they run in the town centres of Aldershot and also in Farnborough. And there's also Aldershot Playfest, which is a free day also. A free all-day event. There's a free Summer of Fun, and this is in Sandhurst and Crowthorne. It's a really good day out. So if you're living in the Camberley Farnborough area, they have loads of inflatables and all sorts, and it's completely free. Waverley Council are running their Explorer sessions, which are outdoor orienteering. They've also got skateboard workshops that they're running at the Farnham Leisure Centre Skate Park, and they'll do beginner and developing courses. So they're all covered. And then there's Heath Week, which is the week from the 25th. onwards. And they're doing wildfire road shows to teach you how to look after your environment, basically. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't set on fire. Bug hunts, they're doing mindfulness walks, nightjar walks. They've even got reptile days and herbivore days, all sorts. So have a look out for those ones. There is also a Tice's Meadow. Tice's Meadow is kind of where the BVR and the Hogsback meet. There's a big lake there called Tice's Meadow, and these guys are running all kinds of crafts and building shops all throughout the summer, and they're completely free. So you can make a bird box or bug hotels. They've got make scarecrows and seed bombs, all sorts, and it's all completely free. And don't forget that the libraries are still open, and they are still doing their construction clubs and their sing and sign and their rhyme times. And there's also the Hampshire and Surrey are also doing their summer reading challenges all summer as well.
Is that about it?
I think so. I've probably forgotten something because I always do. But this, you know, even if it's just one thing a week to fill in your diary, so you've done something that's free, it kind of helps your bank balance a bit, doesn't it?
I must say that Karen does go to some of these events because she is a parent to four children, four boys.
I do go to most of these events.
So they are tried and tested.
They are all of the holiday camps, all of it. I try as much as I can.
Right. Do come back after the summer to let us know what you've been up to and what you've got coming up as well. Yeah,
I will do. Definitely.
Excellent. Karen, thank you for coming in for now.